part of life. You're always there for us. We thank you because you always put food on the table for us. You put a roof over our head. We thank you because this body of ours is healthy in the name of Jesus. And even if we are not healthy, we are thanking you knowing that your mercy has prevailed and you've allowed us to have health. I am so excited and so thankful that the glorious hands of the Almighty God is with us today. Let us give the Lord a great clap of offering unto his mighty name. Amen. Hello, my name is Prophet Charles, and I welcome you onto the Prophetic Flow platform today. My topic for today is, glory be to God. Activate the rules of engagement. Activate the rules of engagement so that you win and rule your life battles. So that you will win and rule your life battles. So activate the rules of engagement so that you win life your life battles. In the name of Jesus, amen. I know something good is going to happen to you today. I am so thankful of God's glory and peace and blessings is with all of us. And as you learn to activate your rules of engagement, you will know how to manage, flow, and receive the blessings that comes with engagement. In the name of Jesus, amen. Almost always and at all times, there are rules that we must all follow. There are rules that we must all believe. There are rules that we must all accept. There are rules, laws, that all of us have to go. There's one law everybody has no choice but to follow. It's called the law of eating. The law of eating. Everybody eat. The animal eat. The plant eat. Humans eat. Jesus did eat. So that's a law. You cannot change it. So when it comes to the rules of engagement, you must always understand what are the rules to engage and get your heart desire fulfilled so that you can win the battles of this life. Life is full of battles. There are a lot of battles in life. And every time you go through life, whether you're a newborn baby, or you're a pregnant lady, or you're a young man, or a young adult, you have to go through life. And as you go through life, there are battles that you must win. That's why I said, activate the rules of engagement so that you can win your life battles in the name of Jesus. What is engagement? Engagement are a set of principles that you need to know and begin to apply them one after the other so that you will be able to arrive successfully at your destination. So that when life throws situations at you, you know how to engage life. You know how to handle yourself. You know how to challenge the situation. Let me give you an example. You need $5 to be able to buy a new shoe. You need to know how you're going to get the money. That's one of the rules of engaging in collecting the $5. You have three ways. Go get a job, take the profit from your business, or go take a loan. Sometimes use your credit card if you have one. Now, this is the rules of engagement that concerning money that you need to know so they can apply it to your life. Glory be to God. Now, as a child of God, you need to connect. And rule number one, have a relationship with Yahweh God, the ultimate, the all-sufficient, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the all-presence God. So I would say rules of engagement start with relationship with God. You see, God is the source of all life. The rich man, the poor man, we all need to breathe. And who created the breath? God. So your rules of engagement start with knowing your relationship with God. Why? So that God will release his blessings over your life. So that God will release his blessings over your life. So that God will allow his protection to come by the release of his holy angels to go with you, to direct you, to lead you, and to guide you. So to engage life battles and win, you need to establish rule number one, a relationship with God. Now, if your relationship with God is strong and is real and it is genuine, guess what? Always your prayers will be answered quickly, swift, and fast. And above all, the Bible says, my eyes will be open on you. My eyes will be open on you. So the smartest way to get your prayers answered quickly is to have a relationship with God. This way, God will not leave you dry. God will not leave you hanging on the roadside. If you have a good relationship with a bank manager and you want a loan, what happens? He'll give it to you. If you want your credit is brilliant, good, the bank manager can find a way and say no. And even when your credit is bad, the bank manager can find a way and say yes. He'll make an exceptional decision and get you what you want. So you see, the relationship that you have with God, the Bible says Abraham was considered and called the friend of God. And because Abraham, for example, was called a friend of God, he never lacked anything. He never lacked anything. Take the case of David. David was bold. David loved God. David was willing to walk with God. And the Bible said what? He won all his life battles. So try from today and begin to decide to walk and have a solid relationship with God. All promotion comes from God. Let's go to step number two. Walk in love. Walk in love and forgive. Walk in love and forgive. The Lord's Prayer says, forgive those that trespass against you. When you walk in love, you activate all the heavens' power and authority. So your engagement with anything becomes smooth. Why? Because the Bible says God is love. You cannot be bitter and still walk with God. You cannot be angry and still walk with God. You cannot be mad and still walk with God. God is love. So when I say walk in love, what I'm saying is, let the love of Christ flow through you so that you will accept and welcome all as led by God. And learn to forgive. Yes, people will step on your toes. Oh yes, life is such that somebody will always find a way and criticize you. But if you want to win your life battles, one of the secret ways of winning life battles is to walk in love and forgive. Do you know what the Bible says? Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Father God is saying, if you allow me to take control over the situation, I will avenge your enemies for you. Let us pray. Abba, Father, today we thank you, Lord, that as we are here to understand the rules of engagement so that we can win our life battles, we praise your name and we worship you, that your presence is with us. Your anointing is going ahead of us. You are ministering to us by your Spirit. You are guiding our path. You are leading us along the way. You are bringing us into order such that as we walk in love, we see your goodness, your mercy, your kindness flow over us. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. May the presence of the Almighty God, as you walk in love and forgive, shine over you, remove darkness, release His favor, and let you have your heart desire fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, somebody give the Lord a big clap offering unto Him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Rules of engagement number 3, boldness to win. Boldness to win. The Bible says Jesus is called the Lion from the tribe of Judah. He's called the Lion. Jesus moved fearlessly. Jesus was bold. Jesus had to face the Pharisees and the Sadducees and stand up and own up and said, it is my destiny to win, and I will fight. I will speak the truth. I will act in confidence. I will not compromise. I will not be afraid of my colleagues at work, that I will not say I'm a Christian. Boldness is one of the tools that when you have, you can engage in any battle. Jesus was considered, he had the spirit of a lion. Now the Bible says David fought the lion and the bear with his bare hands because he was bold. You see, when you are walking boldness, yes, fear will come in now and then. The enemy will throw some fear battles against you. But because you've already made up your mind that the Lord is my shepherd, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am born to win. 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 And as you do that, guess what? You'll be bold. There'll be an impact of an energy flowing from you to stand up. To stand up and say, I am fierce like a lion. And this one too shall pass. I am a winner. I have conquered the situation. Things have turned around to my favor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then let's go on to rules of engagement number 4. This is so critical. Do not settle for less in life. Do not settle for less in life. What does the Bible says? God said, I've given you all things pertaining to this life and the next one. In other words, the money that you need is already here in this present life. The house you're looking for is here in the spirit, in this present life. So now if that's the case, and you want a new house, which I do, I want a new house, so fast it's not funny. How am I going to do it? I will not settle for less. I will not say I'm okay with where I'm living. If where I'm living is not good, if where I'm living is not sufficient, if where I'm not living is not bright, if where I'm living is not encouraging, if where I'm living is not up to my satisfaction, then I will not settle for less. I would rather stand and say, my God shall supply all my needs. My God shall supply all my needs. My God shall supply all my needs. The Lord will make a way even in the wilderness. The Lord shall command His holy angels concerning me. Let us pray one more time. Abba, Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus that the anointing for settlement will come upon us. That we will not accept anything just because we have lost our choices. I know the word people say, a beggar has no choice. Let me tell you. A beggar has no choice. But the Bible says, I am created in the image of El Shaddai. So I am not a beggar. So I have a choice. You see the difference? The world says a beggar has no choice but to accept what is given to him. But then the Bible says, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, God didn't make me a beggar. If that's the case, then guess what? I am not settling for less. I'm going to pursue my heart desire. I'm going to push and trust God. He is with me. I am going to push and trust God. He's going ahead of me. I am going to push and believe that the door that is closed will be open. Do you know sometimes the doors are closed? But I'm not settling for that. Let me say it again. The door is closed, but I'm not settling for that. I will prophesy over my situation. I will decree the intent and the intention of God. And the Bible says, I am built with the blessings of the Lord. I am anointed to succeed. I am anointed to overcome. I am anointed to win. I will not settle for less. The Bible says, gone are the days when blind Bartimaeus was blind. Now he can see. What does the Bible say? It said, I was once blind, but now I can see. He settled for blindness many years ago. But now what happened? He can see. So see, your former days may not be the glorious one, but we're talking about now. Now. What did the Bible say? Now is the time. Now. Don't settle for less. Say to yourself, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Say one more time, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Say, the Lord has laid a table before me in the presence of all my enemies. As you go along, you will meet some few negative people. Don't settle for less. Don't let them chase you. Say, I am a winner in the name of Jesus. Say one more time, I am a winner in the name of Jesus. Say to yourself, I can make it because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Don't settle for less. God didn't give you less. He said in the book of Genesis, and all that I've done is good. So you are good, you are quality. Jesus shed his blood on the cross for you and I. Why will you settle for less? Why will you let the enemy tell you that you are no good? Yes, the marriage is broken down. So what? March forward. Your children have abandoned you. So what? March forward. There's not enough money in the bank. So what? March forward. Say to yourself, the Lord shall make a way. The Lord will make a way even in the wilderness. Even in the wilderness. I don't have enough food to eat. There's not enough water in the house. But I'm confident that this is not my portion. You see, when you settle for less, you are at the mercy of your enemies. It's like that woman who will not listen, and then she ended up marrying the ugly guy. If you marry the ugly guy, you are in trouble. Because every night you have to look at his ugly face. But you can say to yourself, my husband is handsome. And the Lord has polished his face. And the Lord has made him to look good. He has six packs like Charles. Praise God. You know what I mean? I don't have one, but I'm trying to get one. Praise God. And you begin to prophesy. The Lord has made me special. All things will turn around to my favor. I will not settle for less. The days of settling for less is over. And last rule of engagement, of how to engage and activate your rules so that you can win your life battles, is mind how you walk with people around you. You see, God releases angels that come into our life. And the job of these faithful, loyal, committed angels are to help us to get to the other side of life successfully. So to activate the rules of engagement and win the battles of life, you need to be very careful when people come into your life. Treat people with care. Treat people with respect. Treat people with integrity. Treat people with honor. Treat people with love. Don't just treat some people with love and everybody else wipe your nose and throw them in the garbage. You never know. One of them that you want to wipe your nose and throw him or her in the garbage could be an angel from God. But he or she didn't come dressed with wings. He's a human person, but he's from God. So as you mindful of the people that you're meeting in the bus, the people that you meet at a bus stop, the people that you meet in the marketplace, the people that you see them at work, in the church, in your neighborhood, in your compound, be very mindful of them. Some are angels sent from above to open the door for you. So when I say your connection with people is so important, and you never know. Let us pray. Abba Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus that our connection with people will change from negative to positive, that by your infusion of your Holy Spirit, you guide our steps, you guide our mind, you guide our thoughts, you guide our heart to discern right who is from you, O God, and who is not from you. You cause us to discern the heart of the person, the heart of that woman, the heart of that family, the heart of that situation, so that we will hear your voice, know what to do, so we don't make a mess. Because some people will come into your life, they're only there to open the door for you to go forward in life. And if you're not careful, you will upset them. Then what happened? Then you remain the same. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you will accept this rule of engagement number 4. I will be mindful of who I connect my life to so that I will get to my destination successful. I know God is with you, and I know the Lord is going ahead of you, and I know the Lord is making a way where it seems to be what? No way. Let's pray one more time. Father in heaven, we bless your name. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We exalt you, Father God, that as we go from our home to go outside, when we go to work, when we travel, when we go to church, when we go to the farm, the man we meet on the road, that little child that we saw alongside the road with his mom, that man that we met, they will be used by you, O God, as your holy angels, that they will open the door for us, that every area of our life that is not lining up, they will cause us to receive a solution to our concern in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you today. May his presence go with you. And I know something good will happen to you. The Bible said human angels were released to encounter Abraham and his family. Even Lot in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. So you see, you never know who is standing there. You never know. And there are time for everything. So that hour could be God speaking to you. May the Lord bless you. Let me pray for one person. Father God, this lady that is standing here, in the name of Jesus, I lift her before you, O God, and I'm asking Holy Spirit, any area of her life that need a supernatural holy angel visitation, today in the name of Jesus, let there be a supernatural change. I prophesy a supernatural change. I release a divine visitation of the holy angels that will come in human form, that will come as spirit of the living God to bring a change in our situation, that we will get to our destination properly. And as we embrace the atmosphere of change, we will see your supernatural presence going with us. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. May the Lord touch your life. May the Lord open a new door for you. May the Lord send his holy angel to come through for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us wrap it up. Rules of engagement number 1 that you need to know so that you can win your life battles is to be mindful of your relationship with God. of your relationship with God. The way you walk with God will determine the outcome also of your life. There are rules of engagement. There are rules and laws that we must follow if we are to get what we want in life. And I believe that as you are being blessed today, knowing that I need to be mindful of my relationship with God. Don't treat God as a shopping list. Only when you need Him that you go to Him. No. Have a relationship with God at all times. And as you do so, may the Lord bless you. Then I went on to say, walk in love and forgive. Walk in love and forgive. May the Lord's blessings be upon you as you walk in love. May His power and authority lead you and guide you as you walk in love. May He open new door for you as you begin to forgive. Don't forget to forgive me and forgive your sister. And sometimes you must also forgive that person who has done you bad. Forgive him and release him into the hands of God. Say after me, Father, I release every situation in my life into your hands. And I believe that your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, your favor is with me. I thank you, Father God, that as I release this sister, this brother who hurt me, that man, that woman, that mother, that dog that hurt me, your goodness will go with me. Your blessings will go with me. And as you pray this prayer, I believe God has visited you. The Lord has opened the door for you, and you will see a beautiful day and the beautiful circumstances. And I went on to talk about boldness to win. Boldness to win. You have to be bold like a lion and stand and say, this is my hour to win my life battles. I will not settle for less. I will not settle for less. I will win, and I will win real one. Let us pray one more time. May the Lord give you the boldness and the courage to win your life battles. May the Lord grant you wisdom, knowledge, understanding to win your life battles. And finally, I said, don't settle for less. Always aim to be blessed and do well in life. May the Lord bless you once again. Thank you for being on the prophetic floor with me. Go in peace and serve the Lord. May His goodness and His mercy be with you. I cannot wait to see you for a blessful and a beautiful another season of the prophetic flow. Go and be blessed. Thank you for joining us on the prophetic flow. Bye now.